Thank you for calling in to the Daily Inspiration. This is Steve Clark, and we are in day five of our seven-day series titled Gold from the Book of James. And today what we're going to be looking at is gold nugget number eight. And what I wrote down here for that gold nugget is an unbridled tongue equals a deceived heart and a worthless religion. An unbridled tongue equals a deceived heart and a worthless religion. And we'll read here in James chapter 1, verse 26. It says, "If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain." So it says, if any man among you, if he seems to be religious, he's a religious type person, maybe he goes to church, he does religious things, he talks about Jesus, many of these kind of things, but he doesn't bridle his tongue. He has a tongue that's not bridled. What he's doing is he's deceiving his own heart, and it says this man's religion is vain. I also want us to look at James chapter 3, and we'll read several verses here out of James chapter 3. It says, starting with verse 2, "For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man and able also to bridle the whole body." So this verse kind of tells me that if we're able to control our tongue, not offending people by our words, then we're probably able then to bridle the whole body. Verse 3, it gives a illustration here, a picture. It says, "Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body." And so the bit in a horse's mouth, I mean, it's just a small bit, just but they can turn the horse whichever way they want it to go by having this bit in the mouth. "Behold also the ships, which though they be so great or so huge, large, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell." So here's another picture of just how a small match, how a small little fire can start a huge forest fire. We see that all the time in the summertime where somebody is maybe smoking, throw their cigarette butt out the window, starts a forest fire, and within just a few days, if the conditions are right, it can turn into a 1,000-acre fire or even more, and houses being burned down and all kinds of things just because of some carelessness with just a small little fire. And it says here that the tongue is a fire. Think about it in that way, where we can say something, even some small thing sometimes, and it can turn into a huge thing, just like a forest fire from a small thing turns into a big thing. And sometimes we, with our tongues, if they're not bridled, if we don't keep a good rein on our tongues, it can be a small word that's given, a small thing that's said, and it can cause a lot of damage, a lot of trouble. There's an old saying that sticks and stones can break my bones, but words will never hurt me. But that is so untrue, because words hurt people all the time. Verse 7 says, "For every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and hath been tamed by mankind." So all the different animals, I mean, you can go to the zoo, or you can go to different places, circuses, and they have lions that are tamed and are trained for different things. And then verse 8 says, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Now of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. And so here it says that no man can tame this unruly tongue. And I think what that's talking about is we can't tame someone else's tongue. We can actually tame our own tongue, which would be like in verse 2 there, where we can be able to bridle or have self-control over our whole body if we have our own tongue tamed. But it's terrible when people bless God and say, oh, how much they love God and all these kind of things, but then curse men, like it says there in verse 9, or say bad things about men or being critical about people. And these people are made in the likeness of God, but they say things with their mouth that hurt people and that aren't right and aren't good. Critical words or downgrading words, words of death instead of words of life. Verse 10 says, out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Verse 11, doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? So can you go to a faucet or can you go to a fountain and you'll get both fresh water and salt water there? Or verse 12 says, can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine figs? No, you can't. You don't get olive berries out of a fig tree or, you don't get apples off an orange tree. So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. So we're going to stop with that passage there. But this whole area of bridling the tongue is very important for us as Christians. James chapter 1, verse 19, it says, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath, or slow to get angry, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. So here, James is telling us that we should be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. And I heard it said that, you know, here we as humans, we have two ears and one mouth. We should be speaking only half as much as what we're listening. And verse 20 says, for the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. When we get angry, when we get upset and it starts spewing out of our mouths, it's not working the righteousness of God. I also want us to look at Proverbs 15:1. It says, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. So giving people a soft answer if there is a problem, it turns away wrath. And also, I didn't look this verse up. I was going to, but I didn't look it up. But it's something about, in Proverbs, about when water goes out, that it, you just can't bring it back again. And the picture there is like when it goes out of a dam or whatever, you can't bring it back again. And that's the same way with our words. When our words go out, we can't bring them back. And why do those words go out of our mouth? Why is it that we say things that we shouldn't say and that? Well, it's because it's inside of us. Whatsoever is in the heart, the mouth speaketh. And so when we're, you know, the things that come out of our mouth, it's because it's in our heart. So we really need to deal with our heart. And that's where this gold nugget is so important. This gold nugget that we're looking at today is it's very important to be able to have a tongue that is in control and not spewing out. But it goes deeper than that our heart is right, and our heart is in love with the Lord, and also is right towards other people. So what's in the heart, the mouth speaketh. That's Matthew 12:34. So that's gold nugget number 8. An unbridled tongue equals a deceived heart and a worthless religion.